Hey y'all, welcome to Book Marketing Mania. I'm Kim and I'm so thrilled you're tuning in today to learn how to build your audience and reach new readers on podcast. So in the previous two episodes, you've learned different ways a private podcast can help you grow your audience, especially your email list. Now, in this episode, let's talk about how to market your private podcast to potential listeners. Remember in the last episode, 119, I shared some differences between public and private podcast, and when it comes to marketing, there are differences too. So with a public podcast, you typically start marketing it before it even launches. Kind of like your book, right? But with a private podcast, because it's a lead magnet, you don't want to market it until it's available to subscribe to and the episodes are loaded to listen to, because you're offering it as a gift to somebody in exchange for their email address, right? To get on your email list. So you want to deliver the gift to them right away. So you want to make sure your private podcast is up and running and there's episodes there for them to listen to right away. So now, whether your private podcast is an evergreen lead magnet, meaning your listeners can sign up for it anytime and you're promoting it on an ongoing basis, or it might be a time-sensitive private podcast, meaning it's only available for a limited time. Now, here's some ways you can market it to your target audience, either way. As a podcast host, this is my favorite way to market your private podcast, right? Because you are already hosting a podcast. You have an audience that wants to hear your voice. And so what better way to market to them than with an additional way for them to hear your voice, right? So as a podcast host, think about marketing your private podcast by using dynamic content. And if you don't know what this is, no worries. We are going to go into it in a future episode. I have a lot of ideas for using dynamic content if you're a podcast host, but this is a option that Buzzsprout, my favorite podcast hosting platform, offers. Maybe others do too. I'm not sure. But dynamic content is content that you can record and you can place it in your show, kind of like a paid ad, but this is your own sponsored ad, if you will. And it can go at the beginning of your episode. They can place it at the middle of the episode or at the end of the episode. My favorite place is the beginning. That way people are going to hear it no matter what. But the really cool thing about being dynamic is you can record it once, you upload it to Buzzsprout, and they will run it on all your episodes. So like say you have your dynamic content is, you know, about your private podcast. It's available today. You upload it to Buzzsprout. Say you have 50 episodes in your library. Well, as we know, podcast hosting, and you should know this if you're interested in podcasting, the really super cool thing is people will discover your show and they will go back through your catalog to find episodes that they want to listen to. So no matter what episode they're listening to today, they're going to hear the dynamic content on that episode because it's added to your whole library unless you tell Buzzsprout certain episodes you don't want it in, which you probably would never do that. So anytime somebody discovers your show and plays an episode, no matter what episode it is, they're going to hear your dynamic content. So it's a super fun way to, you know, be able to promote your lead magnet that you didn't have before, right? When you recorded the episodes, but now every episode can include this. So I love, love, love that idea. And again, stay tuned. We are going to have an episode devoted just to maximizing dynamic content. Then also as a podcast host, another way you can market your private podcast is baking in ads in your episodes naturally. So when you're talking in your content, and this can even be if you're interviewing guests or on your solo episodes, obviously, just within your thought process, whether you script out your episodes or if you just have bullet points, find some appropriate times that you can naturally mention your private podcast. You know, you might be mentioning it as a whole, as a lead magnet. You might be hinting at it, you know, one of the episodes that's within your content of your private podcast. So think of just organically how you can naturally put that into your conversation with your listeners. Then think about if you are on social media, whether you put content out on social media or if you're just there to engage your audience, or if you're just there to have a presence in case someone is looking for you on social media, be sure to update your social media bios. And what I mean by that is, you know, typically in there, you know, we have that we're an author, we might have our book name, might have a link to our website, but you want the link to go to your private podcast signup page. And then you also want to mention it so they see it in your bio and then they click the link to go find it and sign up for it. And you also might consider, again, if you're on social media, updating your header image. So like if you have a Facebook page or if you're active on Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, all the social platforms like that, I would update your banner image to promote your private podcast so everybody sees it and wants to sign up for that. And if you listen just a couple episodes back, I talked about some ideas that you could share on social media to get your readers excited about your podcast launch. And some of those ideas are applicable here. So you can think about, you know, it's something that you've already have launched, right? Because again, we want our private podcast out, but it's still some of the tips I gave about showing some behind the scenes of your recording. You could do an audiogram sneak peek of your audio podcast, you know, that's in your private podcast. You could give an audio sneak peek of what they might hear. And there's just all kinds of cool ways you could promote it on social media. And again, some of those ideas are in episode 117. Then another idea that would be super fun to do if you're a podcast host to promote your private podcast is to do a swap with other podcast hosts. So I'm not talking about a guest swap yet. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But right now, I'm just talking about like a content swap that you can do. So you could serve up dynamic content on their show if they're with Buzzsprout or another host that offers this, or if they could just bake it into some of their episodes. And then you would do the same for them on your show. So it'd be a swap to a, basically a promotional swap, right? So you're promoting your lead magnet on their show and vice versa. Or you could do a feed drop episode swap. So I've been seeing this a lot in mainstream podcasting is they're doing feed drops, but they're doing it usually as a paid promotion. So a podcaster reaches out to another podcaster and they say, I would love to pay for an ad on your podcast. But basically what they're doing is I've got a feed drop to do and basically have a episode I have recorded and I want to pay you to air that episode on your podcast. So I think it's really cool, but I think there's also something to be said for not doing it in a paid. Like if you're really trying to do it in a collaborative form, you wouldn't have to exchange money. You could just do it in a swap. You know, you could say, hey, I've got this podcast episode, really awesome. And I'm talking about just like it would be like a guest episode. I have this topic that I think would be really valuable to your listeners. And I would love to see about doing a feed drop swap with you. And so it would basically be like, I'm going to come on your podcast and be the host. And I'm going to share this amazing podcast episode with your listeners. And then you also get to promote your private podcast as a lead magnet. And then of course, because it's a swap, you would offer that host to do the same thing on your show. So you want to be super strategic about how you do this, but I think it would be so cool to be able to do it. And what a blessing to the listeners, right? They get to hear another host that wants to serve them and serve them well. And of course, with a swap, you know, the hosts are used to listening to is endorsing you as well. And if you're super strategic and make your content match up to your private podcast, I cannot imagine why they would not sign up. Because again, podcast listeners love discovering new podcasts in any form, right? And the other thing you could do with another podcaster is do an email list freebie swap. So basically, kind of like the same thing with your email swaps is I would love for you to promote my free resource in your email list and offer as a swap again. I'll do the same thing for you. So again, you could be promoting your private podcast to that podcaster's audience. So if a guest swap doesn't work out, then maybe an email list freebie swap would. And we'll talk about that more in depth in a future episode on how we can work that strategy. Now, you could also do a blog post to promote your private podcast. If you are currently writing blog posts and you're directing traffic to the blog posts from, say, Google or Pinterest, If you have that kind of traffic going on, I would definitely maximize it and see if you could embed a sample of your private podcast there and talk about a topic, again, that would bring the attention to them as, you know, you've served them up with this blog content, but if they would like to hear more, then they could sign up for the private podcast. Lots of different ways you could do that as well. Now, also, if you have an email list, which you should, because again, the number one goal with this private podcast is to grow your email list. Well, if you already have an email list started, then you can start talking about your private podcast. So it's just an additional way to serve them, because I know everybody's going to be like, why would I want to talk about this if they're already on my email list? But I find that sometimes people get so caught up in growing their email list, they don't think about the whole purpose of that, which is to nurture this email list, right? These are your future book buyers. So you want to grow the list, but then you also want to nurture and serve them really well. And so what better way to do that than to let them know you have this new free resource that you would love for them to listen to? And if you're not a podcast host yet, which you should be, if you're not, this is a great way to offer something to your audience and see how they respond. Like if they're like, I really love that, I'd love to hear more from you in audio form, then maybe you want to look at hosting your own public podcast. Okay, that's a story for another day. Obviously, we covered that in a couple episodes back, and you're going to hear a lot more about that in the future. So also think about when we talk about email lists, think about if you have any current autoresponders delivering freebies, or you maybe have a welcome sequence of emails, go review those and see where you could plug in a promotion for your private podcast. And I would also add it to your email signature. You know, within your email service provider, you could hint at it there too, but also just to like in your Gmail signature. If you use Google Workspace or if you have a personal Gmail, think about what your signature looks like when you reply to emails that come in your inbox, and sometimes they're for your target readers, right? Or you're just out, you know, in a personal way, you might be communicating with friends or family that would benefit from listening to this podcast. So be sure and put it in your email signature. And then lastly, think about Facebook groups you're a member of. I know as podcast hosts, there's a lot of Facebook groups we can belong to. And on certain days, they have times that you can promote things, whether it's your most recent episode or maybe something fun you're working on. And that would be a great place to promote your private podcast. And then stay tuned for the next episode. I'm going to be sharing ways you can market your private podcast as a podcast guest, as well as three ways for you to market your private podcast if you're not yet a podcast host or guest. And then we're going to get into some do's and don'ts around private podcasting. So thanks for tuning in today. And as always, I'll be there for you next time to help you build your audience and reach new readers one podcast at a time. See you then.